listen.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. All right, we're going to go in and watch Alita Battle Angel.
Yeah, I'm super thrilled. This is going to be exciting. I've been waiting for this movie for months right now. So James Cameron flick that went
Robert
to
Rodriguez.
With Robert Rodriguez. And Robert Rodriguez of...
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah, yeah, we'll go with...
Spy Kids.
Hey, don't laugh. Those things are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He did a good job.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing, and I went, you know, now you understand where that animation budget went to. Oh my God!
Yeah, big budget, but my God.
You need it. Yeah. What is that? Yeah. So it's gonna be awesome. So let's go check it out.
Because
we're going in.
Going to go in and watch it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go check it out.
So just came out of Alita: Battle Angel, man. What'd you think?
I thought it was I liked it a lot. It was a very awesome movie, and it has a lot of mashups of sci-fi, which I like. And it's like Roadhouse meets Avatar meets robots meets Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't read the anime. Did you read the manga at all?
No, I did not. I saw it was they've been pumping this for a couple months on the advertising, and I mean the special effects alone is worth spending the money out here at lovely Alamo Draft House. But yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, they've been working on this for a while. James Cameron had it, and then he got that big hit with the blue cat people.
I don't know what that is.
And he didn't have time to do it, but he held on to it and gave it to his friend Robert Rodriguez. Roberto.
Like I said, I mean, just the storytelling was good. Yeah, there's a surprise kind of ending character revealed, not character, but actor revealed.
Yeah, uncredited.
Uncredited, which is almost like another uncredited thing he did until the end. But we're not going
to
do it.
It's almost just as cool to be uncredited as to have top billing. So.
Right, yeah. I love that you can have such an emotional connection with something that's not real. And...
Were they real?
I'm pretty sure some of them were, but I tell you something, it's like Blade Runner meets Twilight meets...
Blade Runner, good reference.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you're talking about, what was that other movie, Elysium, with, if you have a...
Zalem, yeah.
Yeah, with Zalem, and, you know, I personally, you know, I'm always a little tougher on movies, I actually want to see a story, but this was a nice...
I just want to be entertained.
I think it was a nice intro to the character, and the ending wanting, it's one of those endings that if you don't have sequels, you'll be disappointed.
Yeah, nothing groundbreaking, but a good solid movie.
Good solid movie. I, out of 10 Alitas, I'll give it 9 myself.
Yeah, you don't have to take our word for it. Let's talk to some other people who have watched.
Yeah, let's talk to somebody. We're here with Andy, and he just came out of Alita Battle Angel. What did you think?
I thought it was fantastic. I think of myself as kind of like a tough movie critic, and I would give it a 9 out of 10, honestly.
Yeah, it was that good. I mean, what did you think about the special effects?
I thought they did a great job. Like, the whole CGI and the animation with everything was really, you know, it looked real. No, it was great.
Right. Would you date her?
I'm married, so.
Yeah. All right, so no... Cyborg side
human
chick.
Relations.
No, it's the human relations. Well, so out of 10 whatevers, what would you give this?
Yeah, probably like a 9, honestly.
Well, you heard it here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate it. Well, there you go. This is what everybody else thought. What'd you think? Comment down below when you're going to go see Alita Battle Angel here at
Alamo Draft House.
Alamo Draft House. We keep on looking. There's actually a big, gigantic sign that doesn't say Alamo Draft House.
Just
but
a tap room.
Yeah, so there you go.
And beautiful
Montecillo in El Paso. Every time I come, I get the fish and chips. It's
you
delicious.
Do.
It's...
You absolutely do. And the bottomless popcorn.
Well, yeah. If we keep on hitting bottomless popcorn, we're going to be at the...
Weight Watchers.
The everlasting waste.
Yes.
Well, I think that was an overwhelmingly positive movie experience. You need to come watch. If you don't watch it in theaters, you might be missing out on some spectacular
special effects.
You might want to take some of those motion sickness tablets before you go in, because there's a lot going on.
A lot of action.
A lot of action.
Great CGI.
And a great surprise and cameo. Not really a cameo.
Keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open on who...
Uncredited.
Cast member that comes out.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Well, my name is Patrick Whip. Talk nerdy to me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
That's pretty much it.
Subscribe.
See you guys later.
Later, nerds.